Earlier on this retreat, both Marie and Greg have mentioned a quality of mind called metta. So it's yet another Pali word that we are using. And like all the others, we are using it because there's no one good translation for it. This afternoon I'm going to tell you a little more about what this quality of mind is about and will offer you a guided metta meditation. So if we try to translate metta into English, we could say, for instance, loving kindness or kindness or friendliness. And in Finnish, metta would be rakastava ystävällisyys or ystävällisyys or hyväntahtoisuus or lempeys. And metta can be directed towards any being, of course, including yourself. And true metta is unconditional. Metta is wishing someone well in an unconditional way. It's not about wanting to get something in return or wishing someone well because we want them to like us, or we are not wishing someone well because they act in a certain way. True genuine metta wishes well simply because the recipient exists without any conditions. So it's possible for all of us to feel friendliness, kindness, well-wishing towards ourselves, just as we are right now. We don't have to somehow get better. We don't have to like get this better version of us going before we are worthy of metta. We are worthy of metta right now, just like anybody else. This kind of metta is sometimes not accessible, maybe even often not accessible. But fortunately, there are many practices we can do to cultivate it and access it more often. And one pretty common way to practice with metta in informal sitting is to use so-called metta phrases, metta lauseet. And yesterday evening, Greg taught us a little chant that said, Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu, which means may all beings be well, may all beings be happy. And that's an example of a metta phrase, a phrase that wishes somebody well. Other examples might be, may you be happy, may I be happy, may you be peaceful, may you be safe. Many others. And in case you've been wondering how to translate these phrases in Finnish, you probably have realized that there's no obvious way to translate may I or may you. And what I'm going to do this afternoon, I'm going to post you post on the notice board a list of Finnish metta phrases that you can use. But some possibilities include toivon, että olet onnellinen, toivon, että olet rauhallinen, toivon, että olet turvassa. And I would like to invite you now to try out a guided metta practice. And for that, it's really important to find a way of sitting which is as comfortable as possible. It's really hard to cultivate well-wishing if you're suffering yourself, if you're in pain. So if you're sitting on the floor and you're not feeling very comfortable, I can see that there's at least a couple of chairs, two or three chairs free, so you might consider moving to a chair for the duration of this practice. Or else make yourself as comfortable as possible. Letting your eyes close, feeling the body against the ground or the chair. Taking a few deep breaths, and with the help of each long exhalation, letting go of any extra tensions in the body or in the mind or in the heart, letting them melt away with the exhalations. Seeing if you can find a sense of ease in the body. Inviting in relaxation and ease. And checking how the area of the heart feels right now. It could be closed, it could be open, something in between, it could be tense, it could be soft. Anything is fine, but just visiting the area of the heart a bit. Seeing how it is doing, saying hi. And it's really important to remember that in this metta meditation, we are not trying to make anything special happen. We are not trying to create or generate this extraordinary feeling of loving everybody and everything 100%. So, if you won't feel anything, not even a drop of metta during this practice, that's completely fine. That's completely fine. What matters here is that we are cultivating the intention of kindness. We are planting the seeds of this intention with each metta phrase. So I would invite you to bring to mind an easy person. Somebody who would be an easy target for metta, an easy recipient, as easy as possible, maybe a good friend of yours. Somebody you have an uncomplicated relationship with. It could be a pet, it could be a child. Could be somebody like a teacher of yours who has been helping and supporting you. It could even be somebody you don't know personally, but some inspiring figure, like the Dalai Lama, or an author of a book that has inspired you and touched your heart. Somebody that you might even automatically care about and wish well. And if nobody at all comes to mind, you could try imagining a cute kitten or a puppy, an imaginary super cute kitten or a puppy that maybe brings some warmth to your heart when you imagine that. And when you've selected being recipient of the metta practice, you could get a sense of them. If you like, maybe visualize them in front of you. Maybe smile at them, say hi. And they might or might not smile back at you. They might even want to thank you for choosing them. And you might feel into your heart, like, what does it do? Do you notice anything? Anything in your heart, having a sense of your sense of this person in your mind? You could bring to mind something about this being, this person that you like, that you respect, that you appreciate. Some good quality or qualities of them. And also bring to mind that they, just like us, want to be happy, want to be at ease. So you could start offering this being metta, friendliness, kindness, by using the phrases, may you be happy, may you be at ease. And this is not a mantra. The idea is not to mechanically or robotically repeat these phrases and get as many fit in as possible in this period of practice. But the idea is that with the help of a phrase, we try to get in touch with our genuine intention to wish this person well. So you could try really meaning what you say when you say the phrase quietly, gently in your mind. May you be happy. May you be at ease. And if you find your attention wandering, that's okay. Every time you notice your attention has wandered off, there's no need for judgment. Just simply bring your attention back to the person and to the metaphrases. So just re-establishing the sense of this being in your mind, or visualizing this being in front of you, maybe smiling at them, maybe sensing them smiling back, maybe establishing heart connection with this being, and continuing with the metaphrases. May you be happy. May you be at ease. Then, wishing this person well for the last time for now, and switching the perspective, like having this person now look at you with kind, friendly eyes, smiling at you, wishing you well. And feeling this being looking at you with kind eyes, noticing what they see, what kind of good qualities would they see looking at you. Maybe your good sense of humor, or your good heart, or your dedicated practice. Or anything else they might see and appreciate in you. Imagining that being sending metta to you, wishing you well, really genuinely wishing that you'd be happy and at ease, and opening up to that, opening up to receive that fully, those good wishes for you, just for you as you are right now, right here. This being wishing you well, saying to you, may you be happy. May you be at ease. Again and again, bring your attention to that kind, friendly being who wishes you well, genuinely wishes you well, and sees all the good qualities in you and your good heart. Opening to receive all those wishes for your happiness. May you be happy. May you be at ease. Then saying goodbye to this person, letting them go. And shifting the focus of the metta to yourself. Bringing to mind a good quality or a few of them. Something that you really like and appreciate about yourself. Be anything, any good quality, like your gentleness or talent, generosity, good heart, or anything else. Seeing if you can connect with the wish to be happy, to be at ease. to wish those good things for yourself. Connecting with those kind intentions, with each phrase. May I be happy. May I be at ease. And if anything seems to come in the way of these good wishes and you, just try gently putting them aside and return to the phrases. And it might be helpful if you like to put your hand or both hands on your heart or on your belly or any other area of your body, to express your kindness towards yourself in that way too. Maybe stroking your arm gently, hugging yourself, anything that feels natural to you. Any way you might want to express your caring and kindness towards yourself. And reminding you that you have all the right in the world to be happy and at ease, and that you are totally worth it, just as you are. May I be happy. May I be at ease. Remembering that whatever is happening in your mind right now, whatever is happening in your body right now, no matter how you're feeling, no matter what you're thinking, you're worthy of metta. And metta is bigger than anything else. You can embrace everything that's there with metta, with the wish to be happy and at ease. Embrace the whole package with metta. For the remainder of this practice period, you could continue with wishing yourself well. Or you could bring to mind some other beings and send metta, your kind wishes to them. Or, if you like, you could let go of all doing and all trying. Letting go of all need to change anything or become any better, do anything, and simply rest in awareness.
So
again, like with the self-compassion practice, feel free to use this metta practice just as little or as much as you like. Really always asking yourself a question, what would be most important for my practice? Is it metta or is it something else? This was one possible way of doing metta, but there's like infinite amount of other ways. So you have the permission to be creative and make up your own way of doing metta, something that resonates with you. And besides these formal sitting meditation periods, it's very much possible to practice metta elsewhere at other times too. So for instance, if you're waiting in the line to get a meal, that would be an excellent opportunity to send metta to everybody you see around you in the dining hall. Or practicing metta outdoors, to everybody you see around you. Or maybe when you're doing your work period, kind of do that as an expression of metta or a manifestation of your friendly intentions, like chopping vegetables and with the intention that these vegetables, this dish, might make somebody happy. Cleaning toilets with the same intention, this hopefully I wish this will make somebody happy. Or when you're in a shower, you could pay attention to how you're washing yourself. Like, is there an attitude maybe of impatience or boredom or judgment? And if you find something like that there, maybe you could experiment with replacing that with caring and kindness and friendliness towards yourself, acceptance towards yourself. Like, take a shower as a practice of metta towards yourself, or put your clothes on as a practice of metta towards yourself, or drink your tea because you care for yourself, want to care for yourself in that way. I'm wondering if anybody happens to have a question about metta practice. Okay, no questions, so in that case I could end with a poem. And this is courtesy to American teacher Jane Barras, who sometimes teaches here. She likes to use this poem. It's from a book called Meditation Calming the Mind by Bob Sharples. And the poem is about how our entire meditation practice can be an expression of metta. Don't meditate to fix yourself, to heal yourself, to improve yourself, to redeem yourself, but rather do it as an act of love, of deep warm friendship to yourself. In this way, there is no longer any need for the subtle aggression of self-improvement, for the endless guilt of not doing enough. It offers the possibility of an end to the ceaseless round of trying so hard that wraps so many people's lives in a knot. Instead, there is now meditation as an act of love. How endlessly delightful and encouraging.